Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus and just finishing up our week, really looking at greed. And so as we love to do on Saturdays is just to have a moment to just reflect and just really appreciative that you would just take a little bit of time on your weekend to invest in your relationship with Christ. And so I just really appreciate that. And so our scripture today is from James chapter 1. Verse 5, let me read it for us. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And so this week, as we've been kind of walking through this vice of greed and then also the virtue of generosity, and one of the things I talked about on Sunday is really how greed is when you and I, we can trust in money over trusting in God. We're believing that money and this desire for money and what it can provide for us, that it can provide safety or security or satisfaction. And we're trusting in that over God or the things that money can buy. And that leads us to wanting to hold on to our possessions and holding on to money, which really becomes a trap. And it can like enslave us when we think we're holding on to money. We actually find that it's holding on to us. Whereas generosity really is this idea of freedom, that we're really free to give because we don't want to hold on. We want to give away. And generosity, of course, financially and being generous with that. But there's also the generosity as it pertains to our time and our talents. And so one of the things as I think about James 1 in particularly in relation to greed is how if any of us lacks wisdom, and as I like to think about wisdom as living in God's world, God's way, and so we're living in God's world, doing things God's way, and what can be tempting with money and how greed can subtly sneak in is it can kind of feel like we're being wise, like we're just holding on, we're saving, or we're, you know, holding back from our time, like we're not over committing ourselves, or we're not getting too involved in a life group or serving, or we're kind of being overprotective with our time with family or whatever that may be. And it feels like we're kind of we're being wise with that when in reality, it's just a subtle form of greed because we are trusting in those things. We are trusting in holding on to something, right? And rather than trusting in God. And so as we think about what it might look like for you and I, just to ask for wisdom as it pertains to our resources. Of course, our time and our treasures, our financial resources, and of course, our talents, the things God has trusted in and given us. And so we need wisdom on how to have a relationship with those things. And God says, if you want it, if you lack it, ask. And God gives generously. God is not holding back. He is not being stingy when it comes to wisdom. And so that's really what I want to pray for you and I, is that God would grant us wisdom, that we would know how to live in God's world, God's way, with God's resources. That rather than looking towards money and the things that it can buy, whether it's a great house or our kids' college or our retirement portfolio, or just really anything in this world that we're trusting in, that money's providing for us, the sense of looking at our bank account, our emergency fund, and we feel good about that. And really what we're doing with these things, and greed is telling you is, this lie that if we could trust in money, it will provide for us what we desperately want. And rather than trusting in God. And wisdom allows you and I to see those things as tools and things that God can use to advance God's purposes in God's world, which is ultimately, right, living wise, living in God's world, God's way. So I want to pray that for you. I want to pray that for me as we head into this next week. Heavenly Father, just thank you that you give us wisdom. We need it, Lord, because there's so many decisions that we're trying to make, Lord, whether some of us are prone to being savers of, Lord, what's the right amount? How much should we put away? What about for the rainy day? We're just holding on to things. And that's just a subtle form of greed, Lord, that we are trusting in a certain amount or something for security, God, rather than you. And so, Lord, we need wisdom on how best to think about not just saving, but in our giving, that we should be generous in the way that giving our time, talents, and our treasures. But Lord, also to give us wisdom because, Lord, we can feel like if there are things that we want to buy for others, for our spouse or for our kids, that we are spenders rather than savers, that we're running after, Lord, taking on payments, Lord, rather than thinking about buying things with the money that we have. And so, God, I just pray that you would help us to not look at the world around us and think, how can we be like it? But God, how may we look at the world around us and think about, if Jesus were me, how would he live my life through me with my resources, with my talents, and with my time? What might that look like? And that's what wisdom, Lord, that's what we need. And so would you give that to us, Lord, as we head into this next week, and help us to be marked by wisdom and how we trust and follow you. And God, we're just so grateful that you are a generous God who gives us everything that we need. And so, Lord, I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a few moments and why don't you pray?